Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. The music you just heard is the very beginning of Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco's Cello Concerto, a piece that hadn't been performed professionally since its 1935 debut with the great American cellist Gregor Piatigorsky, for whom it was written. That was until cellist Brinton Averill Smith got the music and decided to both perform and record it with the Houston Symphony, which he did in April of 2017. Here's a bit more of that movement. When Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco moved to the United States, he of course left behind whatever professional connections he'd built up in Italy, which may be part of the reason for his relative obscurity in America, where he lived for the last 24 years of his life. Fortunately, Castelnuovo Tedesco attracted the interest and support of a number of very fine musicians, including both cellist Gregor Piatigorsky and violinist Jascha Heifetz. In fact, he wrote concertos for both of them. Here's the beginning of the second movement of the Cello Concerto, music that highlights the wonderful ease and lyrical playing of Brinton Averill Smith, the soloist on this recording. Over the years, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco did many arrangements for his good friends violinist Jascha Heifetz and cellist Gregor Piatigorsky. These are not literal note-for-note transcriptions, but rather free adaptations. Here's his arrangement of the canzonetta for Mozart's opera Don Giovanni. It's really quite brilliant, the way Castelnuovo Tedesco absolutely retains the spirit of Mozart Yet if you listen to the harmonies in the piano, especially in the beginning, they are definitely from a more modern time. Of the transcriptions on this album, my personal favorite is a transcription Castelnuovo Tedesco did of one of his own Shakespeare songs. In 1932, Jascha Heifetz asked for a virtuosic recital piece, so Castelnuovo Tedesco arranged one of his Shakespeare songs. It was a work that pleased the violinist and his audiences to such an extent that it remained in Heifetz's repertoire for the rest of his career and was the last work Heifetz ever performed in his final public performance in 1972. Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco was one of many musicians whose life was rent asunder by the events leading up to and during World War II. It was the passage of Mussolini's Manifesto of the Race that finally prompted Castelnuovo Tedesco to leave Italy and move to the United States. This legislation banned Jewish children from attending public schools. Of this event, he wrote in his autobiography, "If there is one thing I can never forgive fascism, it is that deep silent pain that I read on my child's face when he heard of this manifesto. If accusations were to be made against us, against adults, it might be different, but you cannot accuse and hurt children. They are innocent. If you can do that, then anything is possible. Words that unfortunately seem all too appropriate today. That was music from Maurice Ravel's Miroir, arranged for cello and piano by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. Since 2005, cellist Brinton Avril Smith, the soloist on this recording, has been principal cellist of the Houston Symphony, lucky them. He's also a faculty member at the Shepherd School of Music in Houston and at the Aspen Music Festival. He also has more than a dozen videos on his own YouTube channel, all of them worth watching. But here he is with a Mozart transcription that Castelnuovo Tedesco originally did for violinist Yasha Heifetz, but which Avril Smith himself arranged for cello. It's Cherubino's aria Voce Sapete from The Marriage of Figaro. Thank you. That was music from The Marriage of Figaro, one of a half dozen transcriptions included on this new album that also features Castelnuovo Tedesco's cello concerto, all with cellist Brinton Avril Smith, accompanied by the Houston Symphony conducted by Kazuki Yamada in the case of the concerto, and by pianist Evelyn Chen in the transcriptions. Naxos catalog number 8.573820. To go out, here's the very end of the cello concerto, music that takes full advantage of the lyrical capabilities of the cello, at least when played by someone like Brinton Avril Smith. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.